Welcome to JK Games, the gaming podcast, where we bring you the gaming news we care about.
And maybe some that we don't.
And whether you play on easy mode.
Or you like a good challenge.
This is a show where we'll try to level up your gaming knowledge.
Pew, pew, pew. Hello, everybody. Welcome. We have so much to talk about.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we have like 2 weeks worth full of video game announcements. Summer Game Fest happened. A lot of games got shown off. And literally between me and Kayla, we were able to watch 100% of it. So yeah. She's watched half of the things I haven't seen. And for the other part, I think I've recapped that in my brain pretty well.
Yeah.
But we have, Kayla got to go on a big ship. She was a pirate for like a week and invaded some islands, right?
Island boy.
She's an island girl.
So yeah, I went on a cruise. It was really fun. It was my first one ever. We went to the Bahamas, and that was beautiful. We did a four-day cruise. I know a lot of times people do, like, the super long, like, 7 or 8 day. That just felt like a lot, especially for my first time. I was concerned I was going to get, like, seasick, which I did a little bit, but only towards the end. It wasn't very much. Yeah, I felt like it was... I could not imagine...
Yes. No, keep going.
I could not imagine being drunk on a cruise ship.
Oh.
Like, I could not imagine.
Well, did you, so you didn't imagine it? You didn't get drunk on a cruise ship?
No, but I did, and it's really easy to, because you're in the hot, like, all day. But what's kind of cool is, like, the whole time, basically, you're moving, like, the ship's moving, so there's a breeze constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really nice. I had some beverages, but I didn't get, like, there was some people getting wasted, and I was like, I just don't understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think every cruise I've been on, I got incredibly drunk. And ended up passing out in the room and going to sleep at like 4:30 in the afternoon. Not gonna lie, that happened one evening. Like, I went to sleep at 4:30 p.m. We didn't even make it to dinner. Like, I remember because we went with my family and some friends. My mom was like knocking on the door. Is like, are y'all coming to dinner? I'm like, nope, not gonna make it. I just want to sleep here. And it was like pitch black. And I watched The Holiday, that movie. With those actors in it, you know, it's like that Christmas movie. It's sort of old.
Yeah.
I just remember watching that and like passing out in the room. But cruises are great. Like, you eat a lot. There's a lot of free ice cream.
Yeah.
And I know you had some tasty foods.
I did. I was telling her, she was asking what my favorite dish was. And what's cool about cruises, and if you've been on one, is like it's all inclusive for the most part. And so the food is wrapped up into your price for the ship, which we got a great deal. We went on a Carnival cruise. And I had a balcony, which is great. Yes.
So I didn't know you went on a Carnival cruise. Okay. This changes everything. Because that's the only cruises that I've been on. Okay. You know, they're not the fanciest.
No.
You know, but they're good enough. I can tell you that. Yeah. And for your first cruise experience, and my only cruise experience, Carnival's great. They have this cake called the chocolate melting cake, though. And like... Oh,
Jericho.
That's the only reason I go on these cruises. That and the Goombay Smash drink, okay? So one of the drinks of the day, I don't remember if it was on a Monday or Thursday. Actually, probably was on a Tuesday, because that's the day I got stuck in my room drunk at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I love how you remember the exact day
it was. I do.
No, that's Hunter. Hunter, my husband, that was his favorite thing, was that cake. Like, ate it every single night. Jericho,
I'm so glad they
chat. Hunter, you're in the chat.
Oh, yeah, that cake, that's all I go back is the chocolate melting cake. I want two of those to go, please. It's all inclusive. Yeah. You can ask for more.
I did not know that.
You're not limited to one, two, or three things. You could keep asking for the food. Also gained about 10 pounds my first cruise. That's a true story, too.
I understand.
There's a lot of eating.
It's a slippery slope. I also went to the casino for the first time on the cruise. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. I don't need to spend much time.
That's some gaming right there, you know?
Gaming! Coin pushing.
Real life loot boxes.
Literally. Yeah. That's the same feeling it gives you, the gamble feeling. Like, you know?
One last story about cruises and I'm done. Okay, and I'm done interrupting you about your cruise. Me and Audrey went on a cruise together.
I didn't know that.
She had never been. And I was like, I'm Jerica. This would be my third cruise. I'm a professional. We're going to have the cake and grab the Goombay Smash, okay? So we went And she's like, oh, there's a casino. Like, let's go gamble. So we did. And we played this one game called Kitty Glitter. Did you see the game called Kitty Glitter?
No.
It's just these cats. It's just these pictures of cats. And you're like trying to match up the cats. And the more cats you like match up, the more money you win. It's very stupid, very easy to play. But we had the most fun. Audrey was just like, I remember going back to the room and she'd be like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Oh, it's not.
Can't really see it, but dang it.
There you go.
Could look up some gameplay on YouTube. No. Dang it. It looks so like from like the 70s or something. Yeah. Just sort of weird like that. It had that gambling look. But that's funny. Like, Audrey looked at me and she's like, let's go. Do you want to go play more Kitty Glitter? I'm like, I guess. Yeah, let's go.
That's what we did. So we had one that was similar. It was like an Egyptian woman. And I forget what her name was, but Hunter was like, she's calling to me. And so we
do. Love that so much. So, cruises just do something to you. Like
they do, man.
You turn into a different person.
It was so relaxing, though. Like, normally we pack our trips like full. We're like, go, 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 even if it's on vacation.
Yeah.
And we just chilled. We had some excursions. We went snorkeling, which is how I messed up my ears. And then we did a stingray encounter. We got to pet stingrays.
How did it feel? I've never petted one.
It's kind of rough. Like, it's weird. It's like, it's very hard to explain. It's like leathery, but like bumpy at the same time.
Okay.
Imagine it'd be like petting an old lady, you know?
I was about to say, like it sort of feels like my face right now. I need to do a face mask this week. So it's rough.
But enough about me.
Okay. We have and cruise ships.
It was great. Yes, fantastic. But what I really am wanting to know is more about what you've been playing. And I have some questions. So let's get our housekeeping out of the way. If you are new here, my name is Kayla. I'm one of your hosts.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jerrica, the other host. And we play about...
Cruise professional.
We play about video games. I've had a Goomba smash, okay?
And Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell. We play and talk about video games. We do play and talk about them.
Yes.
We play about them.
We play about them. We talk about cruises. You know, it's a mosh podge of things that you get over here, okay?
Yep.
We also haven't had time to just sit and chat, so me and Jerrica are just catching up as friends as well.
Yes.
So that's what you're here for as well. You get to see our lovely chemistry and discussions. But if you are new here, you should follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's just at JK Games Podcast. That's our social plugs. You can check out our, when we post, when we're going live. We don't have a set schedule, so we try to do weekend lives.
It's impossible to have a set schedule, by the way.
Yeah.
It's impossible normally, for us to do that, but.
Normally we do like Saturday, Sunday, like night.
Yeah. It's a weekend-ish time normally.
Yeah. But if you keep up with our Instagram and our Twitter, we let you know in advance so you can be notified and that sort of thing. And also our Twitch, if you're not listening to us live or watching us live, you totally should. We're just at JK Games Podcast there as well. And then if you follow us on YouTube, we post our recordings of the lives. If you do want to see them and look at our faces as we speak, you could go over there. It's just JK Games over there. Or the JK Games Podcast. It's one of the two. You'll find us.
Yeah.
If you need a link, just go to our Instagram and click the link. And then, of course, you can email us at jkgamespodcast@gmail.com and let us know things you want to see, all that sort of fun stuff. And then if you leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on, you get a gold star from us.
Yeah. Thank you. Don't lie, because we can't send those anywhere. We can send a
gold star.
We could give you maybe one as a message in Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, Hurricane Trine has given us all these emojis, and I love them.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
Aw. Y'all, I just sent the most stressful email. Oh, no.
It happens.
Oh, no.
Every email I send is stressful.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part is trying to create a title for a basic conversation.
Or, like a sign-off.
It's always, it's like you're trying to, you just need to ask, hey,
regards.
Are you going to be able to make this meeting at 10 tomorrow? And then the title should, I overdo the title. I'm like, the most grand thing it should be, meeting at 10, will you join? And I'm
yes
like,
or no.
That,
check
then I'm
yes
like,
or
the
no.
title is longer than the email at that point. I don't know. Whatever.
I agree. And then you got to best regards, Jerica.
Best regards. Spotlight Games Pod. Thank you for the follow.
Thanks. All right. Well, let's move on to, and if you're also new here, we lay out our episodes normally in three different sections, just like a video game. We have easy mode, which we're going to dive into next, talking about what we've been playing this past now 2 weeks. I haven't heard about what Jerica's playing yet, so I'm excited to see.
Yes, I've been playing something new and fun. Ooh. Two new things that are really fun.
So we'll talk about that first, and then we'll move into our normal expert mode, which is kind of
is
engaged in one this time, which we lovingly refer to as Norm Pert mode, because we have a lot of news to talk about. Pretty much all of our expert mode is based on Summer Games Fest. Which
Summer Game Fest, Xbox Showcase, PlayStation State of Play. Wasn't a showcase,
lots.
But a few announcements came from it. Day of the Devs. What's the other thing?
Devolver Digital. And then Wholesome Games.
And Capcom had a showcase as well. So a lot of things. We're not going to be able to touch on every game that was announced or shown off at these events, but we do want to highlight some of the ones that caught our eyes.
Yes.
And yeah, cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's dive into our easy mode, baby. Let's go. Jerica, well, let me lead. I don't have as much as you to discuss.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
So let me lead. Okay, so as you guys may know, if you follow our Instagram or if you have ever listened to our podcast, you know that Super Mario Strikers is something that I have been looking forward to for a while. Unfortunately, I've not gotten to play that much because I was on a ship for a while. I actually took my Switch with me. And I played it some on the plane on the way to our port.
Yeah.
But there's a couple, I hate to say this, but there's a couple things I'm concerned about.
Oh, no.
And, yes. And it's because, you know how I told you guys when I played the demo that the mode was a little weird? Like, it wasn't 4v4. It was like you could play with like 2v2, and so you controlled two characters each, and it made it a little wonky because, like, even though, like, let's say I started the game and I'm playing online with you, let's just say, and so I pick two characters, I pick like Peach and Luigi, and so those are my characters, Peach and Luigi, okay. And you pick like Bowser and Mario.
Cool.
So you would think like I'd be in control of these two, you'd be in control of these two. But you can actually all switch within all of them.
Ooh, I don't know if I like that.
No. And so that's how the demo was. And so I was like, okay, maybe that's just like the demo experience. But it seems like that's the real game too, that you can't play. Now, I haven't gotten to test it because I haven't gotten this big of a group together yet. But I've read some complaints online that you can't have like there's, it's, if you're doing 4v4, it has to be two people on one Switch, like couch co-op, versus two people online doing another couch co-op for it to be four total, like eight total players. So I don't know. That could still work, but it's not as like encompassing as I thought it would be. Like it's not. And I think that's because we know like Nintendo does not do a great job with online play.
No, they don't. I don't know why. I don't know if there's a barrier or like they just like to do things that they're like, hey, this might be cool. Let's do something else that, you know, other online games have success with. Let's do something different.
And the cool thing is that they have the ability to do clubs. So, like, you can, like, create a club and be in, like, this soccer club online, which is super cool. And you can, like, earn points. There's Flair, Jerica. You can get Flair. There's, like, helmets and uniforms.
Oh, that's
and,
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's,
I love that.
After my little complaint that I had about the online, let me talk about the game itself really quick.
Okay. Yeah.
It's stunning. It's beautiful. I love it. It feels very authentic to the original GameCube game. And the supers are super fun, like the super strikes, and everybody has their own like move set. Everybody has their own abilities, the characters. There was some complaints. Oh, sorry, I was reading something. I don't understand that comment. But there were some complaints about not a super wide character roster. Like, there's, I think there's 10 characters you can choose from, which is fine with me, like, because that's how the original game was. You didn't necessarily have, like, the full, like, Mario cast necessarily. But it looks great. It plays really well. Like, the passing's really seamless, and, like, they added in, like, items where you can use, like, little item boxes. That's fun. I think I just need some more time. Okay, I understand. So, the comment we got is referring to Nintendo. Are you guys tired of releasing half-finished products or products that don't meet the level of Sony? Or okay, gotcha. I see, yeah. I thought they were talking about us. I was like, wait, what?
I mean, I'd be like, hey, I take it. Sure, I wish we were a Sony product, because we're not even on Nintendo's level right now.
But no, it's just, I've always had
with all the online issues that we have, you know, like, I'm trying to keep going with the joke. I'm done now.
Clever. So I need to test fully before I judge, like, the online capability and the options. Because one of the best things about this game is, like, being able to play it with your friends. And so I think that that's what I'm looking for, is a little bit more seamless of, like, an online play thing. Other than that, I haven't really been playing anything else new. I am still playing Life is Strange Remastered, which is super good. I haven't got a chance to finish episode 2 yet, but I plan on streaming it. So if you follow our Twitch, you can get notified when I go live, and I like interact with you guys, helping me make decisions because they're hard. But I've been playing that, and then I've still been playing a lot of Fortnite. New season of Fortnite came out. That's super fun. There's some cool skins. I've become that person. Yes,
I will play Fortnite with you as soon as I was talking to Josh, friend of the show, Nintendo expert, about, like, he's been playing Fortnite with y'all, and I was like, I really want to get on there when they have the Arcane skins, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I want the Arcane characters, because he said that they're not there right now. And I'm like, what? They're not always there?
No.
Dang it!
See, that's the Fortnite thing, is they do special skin drops that you can only get. Like, right now they're doing a series where, like, new skins drop every day, and if you don't get them that day, then they're gone.
Yeah. Well, you have to tell me.
I will.
When they're back, because that's when I'll hop on. Okay. Yeah, and definitely since there's no build mode.
So that's all I play.
That's the mode that grandma needs to play, because I cannot build as fast as the kids are building these days.
I cannot either. That's why I just don't do that mode. It feels more like a shooter if you do it without build. Nikolai at night said, yeah, sorry, that wasn't quite clear. I feel like we're just seeing this trend of Nintendo putting out titles.
Sometimes we try to
restock.
Don't be sorry. I was actually, I agree. I actually feel the same way about Pokemon games. I'm real pissed about them. I love them, but I hate them. So I'm like, how do I keep spending $60 on the same game? Or even if they step outside and do something new, like, was it Arceus, Pokemon Arceus? I bought that. Only played 2 hours of it. Huh. Was it something cool, new, and different? Yes. But, like, it don't look good. Like, I Pokemon Snap looks better. And I'm like, how can this game, like, we're almost there. Like, can you just not fully commit? And it's like, no, we know we can do the bare minimum because Jerick is going to buy this Pokemon game no matter what.
Oh, a good point that I want to grab this too. So Katronica said, I need to get my hands on the Switch Sports, though. I don't know how they are. That's a good point. I actually have been interested in that, but excuse me. I just haven't had the time to, like, put into it because I loved Wii Sports, and it's supposed to be, like, essentially the same thing. It's just that I need bowling back in my life. Yes. And then we also had a comment.
Thought of the bowling.
Yeah. In agreement with you, Nikolai at night said Arceus was so empty.
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, that's really all I've been playing. I can't think of anything else. I've been playing a little bit more Stardew Valley again, kind of back in that kick when I was on driving in the car.
It's a perfect road trip game to play.
Yeah. Okay. But that's really all. I want to hear about your stuff, Jerica.
Oh, well, I'm going to cue this up because I've been playing a new game. I got a little video to play. This game came out last year, and ultimately, like, I never picked it up because I was like, it's just a card game. I haven't played a card game in a long time, like a video game card game in a while. Mm-hmm. But I've been playing Inscription. You can get it on Steam. And I just got a little trailer queued up here that we can watch as I'm talking about it, but
yeah,
it's creepy, Kayla. It's really creepy. So like, there's like these little cards that you're using. They're all animals. You don't have to be like, you don't even have to know how to play solitaire to play this game. Basically, it reminds me of playing the old school Pokemon card game, which is not that hard to play. Yeah, people actually buy Pokemon cards to play a game. Did you know that?
I did. It's actually a real.
Yeah, I used to actually play the game, not just collect the cards.
Yeah.
But no, this game's awesome. Like, I didn't think I'd get as addicted to a card game as I would, but it's not only a card game. Like, you're going to go through and have different bosses to fight, but basically it's a roguelite because you are going to eventually die and have to start over again. Uh-huh. But it's really cool because there's a lot of mystery around the game itself, because like, I don't really know if I'm not really good at queuing up videos, so let me stop talking and focus. I really don't know what's going on, because there's a story, obviously. Yeah. You're in this like cabin playing this creepy card game with this thing with creepy eyeballs, and he keeps putting mask on.
Yeah.
And like changing it up. And I know, like, I haven't looked up any spoilers because I really want to be surprised. But hopping like in and out of playing the card game in the game, you get to explore the cabin and like figure out clues to like what's going on. And there's like little the cards start talking to you at some point. Ooh. And give you like clues on things to look for in the cabin. Because you're basically, I feel like you're stuck in a loop in this situation. Yeah. I haven't really figured out why. But they're like trying to help you get out of the situation. And like every time you get to a certain boss, or the cards are all like, it's like almost like people are stuck in the cards you're playing.
Yeah. And
they'll be like, oh no, he's doing that boss again. It's like they're used to going through this with you. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in the game yet, but the card stuff is fun. Like, there's enough change with each round that just makes you want to go again.
It's not.
Like, you can take different routes on this little board and play against different bosses. You can make sacrifices with different cards. And like, you can, at the end, you can like combine a card and make it your own card. And I've been naming my custom cards really stupid things. So when I finally get to play with the card, I'm like, I forgot I called that one like butthole or something. Like, it's really I'm like a 12-year-old boy with some of the cards I'm naming.
Butthole.
But yeah, Inscription is a fabulous game.
It looks really cool.
I probably played it most of my off day, like a few days ago. Like, so like 8+ hours.
Well, I looked it up because I was curious. It's 12 hours. It averages around 12 hours.
Okay. So
you're not too far off.
I'm starting to make progress. Like, every round, there's like something new you sort of uncover that gives you a leg up against this weird, creepy thing with masks. I almost feel like it's going to be like a Wizard of Oz situation where you pull back the curtain and it's like three cats. I don't know. You're playing against and they're just like hiding. Because you never see the thing you're fighting. It's just like glowing eyes in the dark. And they always put on a mask, so you don't know what it is.
Sometimes it's creepier to not know than when they reveal it, you know?
I know, right? So it's probably going to be something stupid, like three little cats stacked on top, like trying to scare you. I don't know.
That's creepy.
But it's such a good game. I didn't think – it's been a while since, like, some other smaller games, like, hooked me that hard, like, right off the bat. Like, I got invested really quickly. So,
I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, so if you haven't played Inscription, it pulled me away from Destiny, and that is what I play most of the time and also very addicted to, but this pulled me away from Destiny.
We have a question in the chat.
Yeah.
Nikolai at Night said, does it give some type of cohesive narrative?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's cool. A little bit of a mystery, only like you have to put together some pieces, and still it's a little ambiguous, but it's starting to like, you're starting to pick up on a few things. It's interesting.
There's a plot, it seems.
I hope so. I haven't beaten it yet, so I don't, like, if it just ends with, like, no answers, then maybe not, but you're definitely building towards something as you're playing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of building towards something, didn't you try another new game that came out this past week? Corey?
Yes.
That?
I was like, well, did it have something to do with building? And then no. I forgot. I tell Kayla things. I'm like, I'm going to be so embarrassed if I forgot like the other game I played. I'm like, how many games did I tell Kayla I played? Did I play two or did I play three?
I think horrible you said three. Memory.
So I also did, me and Audrey, my girlfriend, we are doing couch co-op and playing The Quarry. So if you're a fan of, if you ever played Until Dawn, it's like the next spiritual successor to that game. And it's so far not as scary off the top as like I was in Until Dawn, but Until Dawn was sort of like in your face, like horror movie, cabin in the woods.
It was slasher, kind of like
teenagers being stupid, which this is sort of like that too, but it's not as, I don't think it leans into the cheesiness as much as like Until Dawn did.
Which I don't mind that.
Yeah, I do too. I enjoy it. Yeah. But the story's still interesting. You're in the woods. Some mysterious things are happening. No one's died yet, and we haven't really got into like true danger yet in the game. But since we're playing couch co-op, at the beginning, each of me and Audrey like pick the characters we're going to play as. So at some point, I'll play, and then it swaps to the other character. So I hand off the controller to her. But yeah, same thing that you loved about Until Dawn. I think the quick time events are a little easier because it's not like specific buttons yet. It's just like the left thumbstick, up, down, left, or right. Like, it's not like if you're playing on PlayStation, you know, triangle or square or anything like that. It's just the thumbstick, which may be a little bit easier for people. I like a challenge. I like to hit X, circle, triangle, triangle, and like do things like that really fast, which some of the previous games did. But this is just like, you just got to go up on the thumbstick to dodge that branch. So,
oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Hurricane Tron said, is it gory?
I don't remember any points yet that's been too gory, so but we haven't really seen the danger yet, and no one's been murdered, so I don't know how gory, like if it's anything like Until Dawn, it might get a little gory.
So I'm far sure it's not. You can see online if it is or not. Okay, well, so is there like a co-op mode, or do you just decide who you're going to play as, or like how does that work with
playing? I let Audrey pick all the cool characters she thought was cool, and then I picked all the dumb dumbs. Any of the characters that look like a derpy derp, I'm playing them. So,
so it's classic Until Dawn style where you like switch between like a character moment and like they give you some narrative like backstory as to why they're all there together at all.
A little bit, because basically the characters are at this camp, like summer camp, and it's the end of summer, so they're about to go back home. Like they're like probably students that are about to graduate college, or maybe their senior year, and they're just like doing this job for the summer. And literally, it's the end of summer, and they're about to go home. Something happens to the car. The camp counselor's acting weird. He leaves them there because the car won't run. And the kids are like, well, that was weird. Let's have a party and drink.
Yeah. So,
yep. Hashtag dum-dums. Instead of like trying to get out of there and trying to like, which the counselor, like the adult in charge, didn't make any sense. He just left the kids there because the car wouldn't crank. But he had another car, and at least three of them could have fit in there. He left them all there. He's like, screw y'all kids. Like, he knows what's up. So he's getting out of there. But he left all the kids there. Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. This sounds interesting. I definitely want to play it. It's on my list. It came out the same day as Strikers, so I had my priorities.
We definitely should. As soon as, like, online co-op is live, because it's not out. I think it comes out, like, probably this week or something. We should play it and stream it.
That would be fun. We could do all that. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You said you had one more, right?
I don't remember what it was. Oh, okay. If I did, I feel really bad. If I said three, I'm sorry.
Maybe, you know, maybe I'm messing with my own brain now. Maybe you just said two. But both of those are really good.
Have
really
a horrible
good ones.
Memory. Oh.
Sounds like you had a great experience with both.
I did.
All right. Well, now we're going to move into our news/expert mode. Jerrica's going to cover the portions that she was able to watch pretty much everything on.
Yeah.
And I was able to watch, like, I didn't get to watch the Xbox showcase or the State of Play live, just because I was working at the time. So I watched some of the clips afterwards, though, so I do have some context. But we're going to walk through those first. Jerrica, which one are you going to start with?
So I'm going to definitely start with, oh, you know what I forgot that I played? I just saw the trailer. I played the Cult of Lamb demo. That was the other thing.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the gameplay of Cult of Lamb, Cult of the Lamb. It's Cult of the Lamb. I've been calling it Cult of Lamb. I've been forgetting the extra the. Cult of the Lamb. The demo is out if you have PC, but it is so good. It might be my game of the year.
Ooh.
Like, I even quit playing the demo because I was having such a good time with it. Because I didn't want to, like, know anymore. I was like, we're about to sacrifice this cute little buddy. I'm going to stop. I know it sounds a little creepy, but just watch the trailer for it. It is a cute game, I promise, about this lamb cult and, like, sacrificing his little friends to join his cult. Anyways, I played the demo of that and it was really good. Okay.
Ooh.
The first thing I want to touch on, we're going into the news now, right? Talking about State of Play was the first event to kickstart the Game Fest series of announcements. It wasn't a showcase from Sony. It was really just a quick 30-minute, hey, here's what's coming soon to PlayStation. And then, like, a lot of VR titles, I think, got announced or, like, promoted. The biggest thing from this event that I got excited for was what they opened with, and that was the Resident Evil 4 remake demo. There's no demo. I wish there was. But the first thing in this trailer that pops up is the date, 3/24/2023, so next year. And I was like, what is this? Because you're, like, watching the trailer, and at first I thought it was, like, Last of Us, but I was like, Last of Us don't have R in it. Then I was like, Rockstar? What? Is it Red Dead Redemption? I don't understand. And then it gets revealed that it's Resident Evil 4. And that is one of the titles. That was the first. Resident Evil 4 is the first Resident Evil game I ever played. Played it on my GameCube. Kayla, ooh. GameCube days.
Yeah.
And fun, creepy game at the time. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't remember much from it, which is great because it's going to be like I'm rediscovering this game all over. Even just like as a teenager, little kid, I don't even think I was in my teens when I played this. Like, I was way too young to probably be playing this game. it was just super cool. And like I said, I have not played it since. I've been holding off for this remake because it's going to look so good. Remade completely. But yeah, Resident Evil. We have another Resident Evil game coming. Who would have thunk it?
I've been told by a lot of people that this is their favorite Resident Evil game.
It does have a pretty good story from what I can remember. And I've, like, watched a few people, like, play it, like, in VR and stuff. Like, there's a VR mode of, like, the original game that you can play, which is sort of weird and funny to watch people play. Yeah, it's good. I don't want to say too much more because I want everybody. Yeah, Kayla, you got to play it.
I definitely want to play it because, you know, I've only played two Resident Evil games. I played 7 and then I played 8. And 8 was, like, my game of the year that year. I think was it last year or the year before? Was it last year? It was last year because I was torn between my game of the year being Resident Evil Village or Life is Strange True Colors because I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of questions really quick that we'll touch on. Nikolai at Night said, are we all going to fall back in love with Leon again? I don't know who Leon is.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we had C. Chambis 81. Do you think it's going to have the same challenges in story?
I would hope so because, I mean, they remade Resident Evil 2 and 3. You know, I played 2. I'd never played those because I was way too young at that time. I was actually not that I was too young for it. I was too afraid to play that as baby Jerrica. So I never played 1 or 2 or 3. But they remade both of those games and they look pretty true to what they were, just in a modern take. So I'm hoping they keep 4 the same as well. Just update it to where it don't feel so janky.
Right.
It's an old game.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for that one next year. PS5. Gonna be awesome. What else will we get from that, Jerrica?
I think we got another look at Callisto, the Callisto Protocol. Basically, the creators of Dead Space, you know, decided to do their own game. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have all the specifics, but, you know, Dead Space is getting the remake is coming out next year for Dead Space. So it's sort of confusing, but it's different people.
It's like a sci-fi horror kind of game, right?
Yes, it is. Have you ever played Dead Space, though?
No, and okay. I know a lot of people told me I would love it.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. So I can't wait to play the remake. But the creators of that are working on this project with another studio. So I think it's really, I think it's pretty funny that Dead Space is getting remade, but the creators are working on this, the original people. But the Callisto Protocol, I have a trailer for that, but it might be a little bit too much for the stream because I didn't give a heads up because it is very creepy. Have you watched the trailer for it at all, Kayla?
I have not.
Shoot, I'll put it in here. We're fine seeing some creepy monsters, I hope. So let me pull it up again.
So Hurricane Tron said the game looks crazy, bloody, and gory. And yes. Then Nikolai at Night said the Resident Evil zombie dogs also scared the bleep out of young Nikolai when I was but a lad.
Terrifying. Resident Evil dogs are terrifying.
So I've been told by a lot of people, I love scary games just for context. Like I love anything horror. Like I love horror movies. I love horror games. But for some reason, even though that's like a genre I love and I love being scared and like everything like that, it's not, I haven't played a lot of horror games. So this whole showcase was very much like horror centric.
Scary games. I'm playing a clip from the Callisto Protocol and there is a zombie walking. It's missing skin. Ooh. Apparently this is a major actor. They got blisters all over their faces. There's a weapon that's...
Ooh!
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little creepy. Some space zombies definitely are there in this this game. Space zombies, creepy things that trigger suck your warning. Neck. You know, some of my favorite things to
this looks great though. To like fight the quality against. Looks really good.
Oh yeah, looks good. Comes out later this year, right in time for the holidays. You know how holiday. I like to enjoy my Thanksgiving or Christmas day, getting some chased by zombies. Blistering zombies. That's what I do. But I'm all for it. I love scary games so much. Me and Kayla, we've just said this a million times just like 5 seconds ago. We love scary games.
Yes. Well, I would love to do a series like maybe this Halloween, like do like a series of games. I think that would be fun. Another thing, like I'm not interested in this, but a new Street Fighter got announced. I know.
Oh yeah. And this like, I've never played Street Fighter, but did you notice like the character can like walk around town? Like what's going on there?
That's so new. Weird. Yeah. And then another Final Fantasy got announced, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Final Fantasy 16 got a new trailer, I think.
Yeah, launches summer 2023.
Which isn't the only Final Fantasy news. We'll go ahead and combine it here, because on top of that, I forgot Square Enix had a showcase thing or like a 25th anniversary or something. And they finally announced, why am I about to say Resident Evil 7? Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2, but it's Rebirth. It's not Part 2. But you know how Final Fantasy VII Remake came out a few years ago, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. It's only Part 1 of the game.
It's long.
It's so that we got the announcement trailer for that as well. So Final Fantasy 16, right? Is that, you know, we're bad with Roman numerals. So 10, 5, 16 launches summer of 2023. And I don't know much about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth just yet. There might be a date out there. I just missed it.
We got seems like we have Final Fantasy fans in the chat.
Let's go.
Katronis has said get big time for fans of Space Gore, which is kind of funny. Hurricane Tron said it looks freaking great for graphics. And then Hurricane Tron also said, give me that freaking Crisis Core in Rebirth. I need them in my eyeballs.
What's up with Crisis Core? Because I missed that announcement, too. Like, there's something new with that? Or are they just bringing that to... Because Crisis Core, was that like a... I know I'm asking, like, he's going to be able to answer live or something. I feel like there was a PSP game. I'm confused. I don't remember.
We'll go back.
We'll circle back. Goombay Smash Brain.
Goombay Smash Taco Bell Brain.
Yep. We need to wrap this up or we're gonna go all night. I'm sorry. Horizon Call of the Mountain, PlayStation VR 2 exclusive title. Got a little bit, we already knew that was coming, but we got to see a little bit of more of the gameplay and how that might play with the VR headset. So if you ever wanted to put yourself in front of those robot dinosaurs from Horizon, well, the answer is going to be this game. It looks really cool. I can't wait to see like how it feels on like their super duper fancy VR headset. No Man's Sky will come to PlayStation VR 2. I feel like there was another VR announcement. I think here Resident Evil Village is going to be available for PlayStation VR. So if you want to be picked up by Big Vampire Mommy, you're going to be able to be picked up by her now. And
pick me up, Vampire Mommy.
It'll feel like you're really there looking up at her. I will have to download that just so I can see what that's like. Not because I'm being creepy. It'd just be really funny to finally like, oh, wow, she's really tall. Yeah. I want to see how really, like how tall she is. All right.
So I think that's really it.
That's, yeah.
Like they're, big mansion-wise.
Yeah, and then Stray is coming out in July. So next month, we'll finally get to play Stray. Little cute little cat game. I'm so excited
for that one. Give me that points for the Fantasy League.
Now, I'm not going to take a whole lot of time for, yeah, you picked up Stray this year, didn't you? I had it last year.
Yeah. We do a mid-year update.
Oh, I don't even want to look at my list. It's dumb. My list is dumb. I'm mad at it. Also, I won't spend all day on it, but the Xbox Bethesda showcase also happened. Gonna be honest, I wasn't really blown away by it. It was a little bit of a letdown. Now, it was really the main thing people were wanting to see was Starfield. There was, of course, a rumor about Kojima partnering with Xbox. That has been confirmed. But I'm mad about it. Not because Kojima's working with other developers or, platforms. That's fine. I don't care. We can all share Kojima. I'm mad because Phil Spencer got up on stage and was like, oh, we have one more other announcement. And we're partnering with Hideo Kojima. And then you got a video FaceTiming Kojima. He's like, oh, hello, everybody. I'm working on a game. It's only possible with Xbox's cloud technology, and it's going to be really cool, something new. I'm not quoting Kojima completely. He says stuff along those lines, and you start get like, as the viewer, you're like, oh, yeah, they're about to show it. They're about to show it. And he's like, it's still a little further off. And I'm like, oh, no, we're not going to see anything. No. And, yeah, it just cuts to black, and he's like, yes, that's Kojima. He's making a game for Xbox. And that's all we know. They just put it out there. They just wanted us to know. And I was like, ooh, we're going to see gameplay. Nothing.
That plays into what we talked about in one of our most recent episodes about trailers and announcements and stuff. And, like, I would have rather just not had that, you know?
You know, keep it a rumor until you're ready to show something. Because, like, it was definitely a Kojima flex. It was Xbox flexing, saying, hey, we have Kojima. He's making a cloud game for us. You're only going to be able to play it on your Windows tablets and your clickety-clack keyboard PCs. So, anyways, but other than that, the Starfield gameplay was what everybody was hopefully wanting to see. I'm sorry if there was something from the Xbox conference that I'm forgetting to mention. But Kayla, have you had a chance to see some of Bethesda's newest game, Starfield?
I did. Gameplay? Okay. I did see it.
I can actually I have a quick video of that as well. Let's see, where did it go? Yep, here we go. Go ahead and hit play.
A Kojima game that will come out in 2026.
Yep. Does it? I could possibly be 40 when that comes out. Possibly. Wow. It's scary. That scares me. Let me pull this video up of Starfield. So we got to finally see Starfield and what it is. You know, Starfield was supposed to come out in November of this year, but got delayed. Based on what we have learned about Starfield, I'm really glad it got delayed. Looks like there's a lot going on in this game. Apparently, you know, if you're into Bethesda games, you've played Fallout, Skyrim. Elder Scrolls, all that, you'll probably love Starfield. It does still look and feel like a Bethesda game, which I expected. But this is their first new IP since I've been alive.
Wow.
I didn't think they would ever make anything other than Skyrim games, Elder Scrolls, Fallout. Or Fallout, right? But so far, it looks pretty good. I don't know why they picked this gross plain planet to showcase the first gameplay, though. It's sort of creepy, desolate, not that inviting. I'm like, why would you pick this planet? But apparently there's over 100 planets, I think, that are discoverable that you can go and explore. I just hope that, you know, this trailer you're watching right now is the first gameplay. Got some No Man's Sky business here. You can zap rocks and get materials. I do like collecting material. I do like crafting, Kayla. This is why I love RPGs. There's crafting. You can make choices. The character creator looks pretty dope. Did you see the character creator?
I did. Yeah, it looks really good.
I can sort of fast forward to that.
And then there's like some spaceship mod. You can like build your own spaceship, right? And like customize it and stuff. Yeah.
And like some of the towns, though, like I skipped ahead a little bit, look really awesome. Like they started off like your first impression was that creepy planet. I was like, why didn't you start with the city?
Yeah.
Because that stuff looks really cool. You got that little smartwatch that you can open doors with.
Ooh, yeah. It definitely looks like I've been seeing a lot of stuff online that says a lot of people are comparing it to like No Man's Sky and Skyrim. Like,
basically.
That sort of thing, yeah. Which is fine. That's two cool games, I mean.
Which, you know, it sort of still reminds me more of Fallout. When I see this, it feels more like Fallout. Because I guess that might be just because it's the last Bethesda game that I played. I like a good sci-fi space game. I love Mass Effect. And this one's not as, like, in-your-face sci-fi. It's almost like a realistic sci-fi, if that was possible. Like, if we realistically got off planet, obviously, I don't see any blue alien women yet. Like you would have in Mass Effect. So it's a little bit more grounded in reality, which I'm cool with. I like to see new takes on space things. But a lot of the environments look cool. Cities, towns that you're exploring, characters you're meeting. But yeah, the character creator, I like it. I think it looks pretty cool. You can pick some really cool backstories. And like, there's no audio with this clip. But like they react to the people that you interact with the game, like react to your backstory and your strengths.
That's cool. That's different.
So like if you're like a diplomat, the person you're talking to be like, oh, I see that you were a diplomat. You're going to come in handy when we have to, you know, convince people to do things.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's kind of cool how it can be like interactive like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how I might have to watch some more gameplay before I'm sold on like if it's a game I would personally enjoy.
Well, it's a first-person shooter as well. You can pick your little weapons and customize them, shoot aliens that are trying to kill you, you know, and pirates, space pirates.
I like that.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot in Starfield. Then I pulled up a video of Horizon, the racing game. They're going to have Hot Wheels. Let me pause that for a second. I thought I was going to showcase that to you. But yeah, Starfield. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like at a 7 with excitement.
Okay.
And a 7.
Okay. Okay. On a scale of 1 to Death Stranding or Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, that's hard. I'm like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Because I don't know it yet. Like me and this IP we don't know each other yet. It's always like that. Like I can completely say after I play it, like best game of all time. It's definitely a possibility. I just don't know. I haven't seen enough to really have that judgment yet, but
I'm interested.
There hasn't been a Bethesda game that's been like, oh my God, this is a game changer. I'm going to be honest. I've even played Skyrim.
I love Skyrim.
And it's great. But like, is it revolutionary? Not really. Not to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? This might be a really good game. I'm going to play it because I love space games. I love being in space.
Space boy.
Okay, right. There's more here we could talk about, but I'm going to stop at Starfield if that's okay. Redfall looks great too. We'll probably play that together. Redfall looks dope. I love Redfall does look
really
cool. Well.
I love the music.
Yep.
All right, yeah, I think that's really all the heavy hitters from that. I mean, there's more, I'm sure, but. Oh, did we skip the Last of Us announcement?
Probably so. That was in the state of. No, that was in just Game Fest. That was at the end of Game Fest.
Yeah, they're remaking The Last of Us.
They're remaking The Last of Us? That's supposed to come out in September? That is coming out in September. And then they also announced the multiplayer game is a much bigger game than they anticipated. It's taken shape, is formed into its own big, massive Ooh. Thing, and it's going to be a standalone title. I can only imagine the things I love about The Last of Us mixed with The Division and Destiny. And it's a really dangerous combination for me, because I can only have one of those games in my life at once.
Right. But it all sounds very exciting, and it looks phenomenal. I shared a clip on our Instagram of the side-by-side.
The remake of the first game looks – it's like 9 day. Like, it looks way better.
It is, like,
$60,
though.
I'm fine with it. Hey, yeah. This is the argument I always get in with people. Like, it's definitely a complaint that I see people having, and, like, you're paying $70 for a game again. I'm like, well, it's been remade from the ground up. I'd probably yeah. – It's worth the money, in my opinion. It's not just a yeah. remaster. Like, it's completely remade.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
If you
never
played The Last of Us, you want to play it, and it will look just like The Last of Us Part 2.
That's really cool. And it'll have DualSense, too, probably, right?
I don't know. I don't remember reading that anywhere, so I don't know for sure.
Gotcha. Do you want to move on to Day of the Devs, really? Or Devolver?
Yes, I've been talking so much, I might need to rest my vocals.
Here, I'll move on.
Pick one up for me.
Let me do Day of the Devs, which Day of the Devs is primarily, I think, are all indie titles, I believe. So let's go through some of these really quick. I think I had you pull some. Oh, Planet of Lana, if you want to get that one pulled up.
Yep.
This looks so, so cool. So this is a side-scrolling out-of-earth adventure, and this one is like, I think I watched this whole trailer. I don't know, but I think you're going to play it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's playing. You're just going to get it very delayed. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay. So you are kind of scrolling through this, like, again, it's a side scroller, but it's like an adventure type. It almost reminds me of like the climbing and like exploration you do in Fallen Order, almost like the way that it plays. And the scenery is just beautiful. Like, that's what I remember taking away from
it
this
It looks
most.
Like it's all, like, hand-drawn. Like, it looks like painting. It's so pretty.
So this one, I don't think it got a release date or anything, but it's something that I'm super intrigued in. That's what I really love about, like, these smaller showcases is, like, I feel like you get to see, and, like, what was cool about this one and about the Wholesome Games Direct is that a lot of times you're talking to the creator that, like, this is their, like, baby. Like, this is their... like passionate what they and not to say like AAA studios can't be passionate about things, but it's a little bit different when it's like there's this one game that's like, oh, I created this by myself, like in my
they
room.
Put all their eggs in this basket, okay?
Yeah.
So like they're like, I've put all my time into this. It is like, and they're always a little bit more like unique, a little more like specialized experiences, which I enjoy.
Yeah, like this game, I believe, like it seems like it's definitely going to have a story, but I love just like how it's so like relaxing and chill, and you're just exploring this little jungle
scenery. It sort of reminds me of, without, obviously it's like a complete opposite, but like Limbo, the side-scrolling in Limbo, if you ever played that, like going back, it's a little creepy. I think that's a little creepy, but this game's way more colorful, like Limbo is just like black and white. But same kind of concept, it's 2D platformer, but it's also still very gorgeous.
Yes. Okay. I'm not live, so is the trailer still playing? Or did it stop?
Oh, what? did we stop streaming?
No, the trailer.
Oh, you scared me. I was like, great.
No, I mean, I can't tell if the trailer's finished because I'm watching it delayed.
I'm like two clicks away from the button, so it's going to be a little bit delayed.
Oh, no, it's fine. But the next one that I wanted to talk about that I had you pull the footage for is something I think you're going to really like. And it's a really weird, this one was presented very interestingly. So it's the video, whenever you get it pulled up, is like, it's a mix between like animated and live action. The trailer is. The game is not, from what I understand.
Is this a little to the left? Okay, yeah, I got it. Hold on.
So A Little to the Left is like an organization type game, similar to a couple things. So I haven't played It Takes Two. I know It Takes Two is about moving, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like that.
A little bit.
Yes.
Are you thinking about Unpacking?
Unpacking is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like putting...
What's the one where it's co-op and you're helping each other? It Takes Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know what you're talking about. I'll just shut up. I'll just shut up. I don't know what I'm doing.
This one's interesting. So basically you're organizing things and you're straightening things and like your cat can come in and just mess it all up. So there's a cat involved.
Okay, I gotta pull up. Okay, here we go.
You might have to fast forward a little bit.
It's here now. Like I see like stacking.
Yeah, so it's almost food. Like a game for like if you have a little bit of obsessive compulsive disorder and like things have to be like exactly perfect. So you're like matching items and stacking them and like straightening them. And it reminds me a lot of Unpacking in that way. So like I imagine there's a narrative. They talk a little bit about how there's like a wide, you know, story. But I just love the little knickknacks that you get to go through. And I'm assuming, I hope, what I loved about Unpacking is how simple it was. But as you play it, you learn more and you use context clues to, like, learn about the family and, like, what the main character is, like, going through. So, yeah, it's a really cute, like, matchy, like, organizing game that I think is going to do super well. Big old puzzle game. That's right. Super vivid and beautiful 2D games are chef kiss. Yes. And then I want to play It Takes Two, but it turned off by the cinnamon tore me down.
Yes, that part was really sad. I know what she's talking about.
So, yeah, it looks like possibly this game is in, like, live action and also, like, the video game. Or I can't tell if that's just kind of, like, what they use as their marketing.
I, you know, I was like, oh, these are, like, just two people, like, come on into our house. Which I think is fine. I think that's part of the game. I hope it is. That's really funny.
That's really funny. So that's another cute little game that got showed off at Day of the Devs that I definitely think I'll be picking up. A lot of these games from these indie studios didn't get release dates because I think that they are kind of... Oh, that one actually did. It comes out July 28th on PC and Switch.
Okay.
I think that'd be a great Switch game. So another one that I didn't have you pull anything for but that I wanted to talk about really quick is Bear and Breakfast. Have you heard about this?
I think I did. You're a bear running a bed and breakfast, right?
Yes.
It is what it is, and I love it. I'm here for it.
And there's a lot of, like, customization and multiplayer aspects, too. Yeah. And so this one's coming out July 28th as well on PC and Switch. And it's just really cute. You run this bed and breakfast, and you're literally a bear named Hank, and you manage the bed and breakfast. So, like, you get to kind of customize it and, like, almost, like, Dining Dash kind of style, mm-hmm. like, serve them. And so that one looks really fun. Okay, really quick, last one that we have a video for Day of the Devs, Roots of Pacha.
Okay.
Roots of Pacha is a prehistoric farming sim. Okay?
Let's go. I'm sold. That's all you needed to say.
Stay with me, okay? Because this game looks so good. If you know me, you know I love a good sim game. I love a good, like... unique, like this one is super unique to me because, like, again, it literally takes place in prehistoric times in the Stone Age, and you build like this whole community around your farming endeavors. And so, like, you pick out a plot of land, you meet these people, you're coming up with, like, evolving with technology too. And so, you along the way, yeah, you figure out many technology and techniques that lead to modern humanity, from irrigation to animal domestication. The Steam demo is actually out right now. I have not got to play it yet, but I want to play this demo. It looks delightful. It looks like there's also just like some rhythm game aspects. I think it just showed that like rhythm timing game. So it looks like there's a lot of mini games wrapped up into this sim game, which I always love that when they do that. The characters look super unique. Oh my gosh, the bear puns in our chat is funny. Herkatron said, oh, this game does look good. Yes, 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 yes. So super excited for that one. I definitely want to get to play in the demo. Did not give an exact release date, but again, you can play if you have PC or Steam. You can play that right now for the demo. So I don't have the developers or the studios, but you can always look it up if you would like. That, I think, is all... from this one that I wanted to talk about. There's a lot of really cool games. If you guys want to look up a recap and look at all the gorgeous indie games definitely look at Day of the Devs Summer Game Fest. So, yeah. Jericho, do you want to talk about Devolver a little bit? And then I can finish up with the Wholesome Games.
Well, the main game that we're here to talk about. I got real country just a second.
The main thing we're here to talk about.
One dang thing here we're talking about. Devolver, obviously, I watch all their conferences just because they're just... it's always a show. It's like, also they have a whole team they have that are, you know, actors and actresses that come in and do this showcase. And yeah. It's always this like off the walls, ridiculous and just hilarious. So of course they have their skit this year. But they did show off some games that caught my eye. The first one, let's see, besides the Cult of the Lamb. I gotta start saying Cult of the Lamb. I keep calling it Cult of Lamb, forgetting the D. I'm trying to figure out, what was the name of it? You're like...
Isn't there the Plucky Squire?
Yeah, and then Angerfoot? Like, it's... you have to watch gameplay for Angerfoot. I don't have it pulled up, but basically you're like this thing running around kicking things, and this thing's trying to kick you, and it looks really ridiculous. But it's really called... It's called Angerfoot. I guess because you're putting your anger and you're putting your foot... in people's faces.
I'm looking at the art right now. It looks really like bright and colorful. That's kind of cool.
But yeah, besides the Colty Lamb game, also the Plucky Squire got me pretty excited because I wasn't expecting what kind of game that was until I saw the trailer. I was like, what? So I'm going to play the little recap here out of the first trailer that came out for it. Oh,
I like that it looks like a kid's, like, it looks like a story I would have been read as a kid, you know? I think that's pretty fun.
Have you seen the whole trailer for this yet?
No.
I'm trying to get it pulled up. Here we go. All right. So it's not what you think it is. Like, it turns into something else that's pretty cool. So automatically, I think it's awesome because I love the animation, the creativity that goes into, like, yeah, it's an animated game that you're playing in a children's book. And it's playable. It looks really cool. It's almost like super lifelike. If I like actually was looking at this kid's book, I could see the art style and the drawings, but you're playing it in a game. It's insane. Like that, this, all of this is just really cool.
It's very innovative.
But it takes another step forward. It goes off the rails here. Because now it's a 3D platformer. Like now this little character is off out of the book and like into the real world. So the game takes a whole other turn, and it decides to freak you out even more and surprise you, and it's just, it looks phenomenal.
That is so cool.
Very cool looking game. A lot of crazy things happening. Yeah, like, it is super different. I've never seen anything like it in a combination of all those different things. But... The key art for like the YouTube thumbnail and like the video, the promotion doesn't sell me, but the trailer does. Like I just see the trailer and or the images and I'm like, what is that? Just looks like a kid's game. But no, it's definitely something more special. Like it looks really freaking cool.
I didn't watch till the very end, so I did not know that it was actually turned into like a 3D platform.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of work that went into this. Like that's super cool. It comes out in 2023, so that is awesome. I love that.
Oh,
Skate Story looks cool too. What's that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shoes of a Demon, skateboarding through the world of glass and pain.
That also looks really neat. Yeah, like you just have to watch it. It looks like a really chill game. You might drink a Goombay Smash and play that game. Okay.
Do you have anything else from Devolver? Or was that all?
That's it. All my throat can handle because I'm so thirsty and I have no water left. So I'm trying to like start coughing. So bear with me.
No, you're good. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Wholesome Direct. So this is a direct that is, again, like primarily completely indie games, showing off over 90 games. So they show a lot of games in this one. So obviously I'm not going to go through all of them. But I am going to touch on a couple. So similar to the Bear Bed and Breakfast game, Little Bear Chef got announced. it is kind of like a Cooking Mama game, but you're a bear, and it's also really cute. So it's a game about a very small bear working in a very large kitchen. So you're like super small, and you're trying to start like a successful restaurant. So it's kind of similar in the way, except you're working with like smaller planes. So you're super small. It's supposed to come out next year. And then the other game that I wanted Jerrica to show off is called Melatonin.
Okay.
This looks super cool.
Okay.
Game that Cody, a friend of the show, is very excited for as well. So this story is about self-reflection, and it's about sleep. So obviously melatonin makes you go to sleepy sleep.
Yeah, I have to take that most of the time.
Yeah, I can relate. It's about like self-reflection, and it's told through like these rhythm mini games. So the art's super cool.
Oh, this is neat. Yes, I'm sold. It's really cool.
Yeah. So you got these mini games that merge into reality and game and dreams together. So you're not sure, like, are you awake? Are you dreaming? It's super neat art style. Like, you're at work and you're just like.
It definitely leans into like social media, adult anxieties, that things that you shouldn't be thinking about. You should be trying to rest.
Yeah, yeah. So you see the little phone thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one looks really interesting. It seems like very puzzly, and like I really like the rhythm aspect of it. It seems like a lot. I love the color palette, how it's all like very cohesive.
Me too.
So this game really stuck out to me, and it's supposed to actually come out this year. It comes out in September.
Oh,
September
nice.
16th.
I'll definitely.
On PC and Switch. It comes out on Switch. I feel like this would be fun on Switch.
Yeah, perfect.
But yeah, it uses animations and sound cues to keep you on the beat. So you stay on the beat the whole time. So your goal is to, like, while you're doing these rhythm games, you're like clicking things at the sound of the beat. So I don't think that.
Heck yeah.
That
sound. With my headphones on, it'd be real chill, really fun to play.
It seems very immersive and super like, just turn your brain off and like play this game. So that is what I'm most excited about that I saw in Wholesome Games. There's also a couple other ones. So there's this one that's called A Walk with Yaya. So this one is categorized as a light adventure game or a visual novel about taking a walk with your grandma, your grandmother, exploring the neighborhood, talking with her as you help her regain confidence after she has a scary fall.
That's going to make me cry, Kayla.
Yeah. But it says it's a light adventure game, but it really looks like you're walking around with your little old grandma. It's going to be out on PC and Switch on August 20th. So all of these games just look super, like, wholesome, literally exactly like the direct is named Wholesome Direct for that reason. That's really the highlights, but there's a ton of games that you can look at that came out from that direct. Hurricane Tron said, I'm thirsty for a Goombay Smash or whatever it is.
If I had one of those right now, I'd just pass out.
And Hurricane Tron also said, wow, all these games look awesome. I didn't even see these. Yeah, it's like the Wholesome Direct and the Day of the Devs are kind of smaller. So I think sometimes they can get missed. So I always like to bring in some nice indie games that are coming out. So that's really all that I have. I think that did you want to end with anything from Capcom?
I can, but before I got this website pulled up and it's so white. It's like making me look like a ghost, but it woke me up. If you want to know what is in a Goombay Smash, if you want to make this recipe lovely drink at your home, you take 6 tablespoons of pineapple juice, quarter cup orange juice, quarter cup Malibu rum.
Ooh.
Or coconut flavored rum.
If you're of age, of course, kids, of course.
And this is fancy. It's like 2 tablespoons of light rum, 2 tablespoons of gold rum, 2 tablespoons of dark rum, 2 pineapple wedges, 2 orange slices. That's why I got messed up. There's a lot of rum.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rum. But it's divine. Delicious.
Ooh. I didn't get that one. You should have told me before I left. Dang it.
I didn't. For some reason, I thought you were going on a better cruise line.
No.
Not saying Carnival's not the best, but like it's like
it's not the fanciest.
It's your introductory cruise, okay? But I love it. I will always go Carnival cruises.
I'm trying to save money. Live fast. You know?
That's it.
Hurricane Tron said about to get Goombayed.
Let's go.
Did you want to wrap us up with Capcom? Anything from that?
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about it already? I can't remember.
Me and you talked about it because we should be excited because there is Resident... I can't talk. I am so tired.
Raise!
Resident Evil Village DLC. Got DLC. And no spoilers here. We're trying to spoil it. We've already talked about it one episode, but like the DLC is going to be really fun. It's exactly what me and Kayla need. If you finish Village, you're going to be very happy with the DLC. That's all I'll say.
Let's just say it extends.
It's extended.
Game. Yeah. And if you have seen it, you should, or if you don't care about spoilers, we actually have some clips on our YouTube channel of me playing it. And Jerick is like with me. We're doing like a.
Sorry, I'm yawning. It's actually, I can't, it's not that I don't care about what you're saying. I'm just yawning a lot because I'm tired.
It's been a long day. But yeah, thank you guys for sticking through this episode. It's been a long one. We had a ton to catch up on, so I hope we didn't gloss over any of your favorite games. But if we did, you can always, let us know on Instagram.
Maybe we can talk about it next week because there's tons of stuff I just like went over really fast. And I'm sure I forgot something.
But I think we hit all the things. The thing is, this is gaming news that we care about, y'all.
That we care about.
And maybe some that we don't. But there was none that I didn't care about this week.
Yeah, we cared about all of it. We rarely talk about games we don't care about.
Yeah.
Can we talk about any games that we don't care about? We should talk about more games we don't care about.
No. So that's why you come to us. You get the games that you know, we try to give you the good scoop. The new games, the ones that look like they're going to be great. We don't want to give you none of that good.
I'm going to make a Goomba Smash game. Like, you have to recreate the perfect Goomba Smash, okay? It's not just a Carnival cruise ship. Like, it is a... I thought it was. I was like, this... I looked up Goomba Smash, and I thought, Carnival Cruise Line's Goomba Smash recipe, but it's just a bohemian beverage. So, I could probably get one of these at, like, Cheesecake Factory, you know? I always thought I had to be on a cruise ship.
Ooh, I just thought about something. A sim game where you run your own cruise ship.
I would play it in a heartbeat. I'm sold.
And you,
because like you got to get the ice sculptures out. You got to refill the ice cream machines. You got to get the casino machines working.
Yeah. You got to make drinks, bartender. I'm sure there's a bartender sim game somewhere.
I'd play that too. That'd be really fun.
They said, dude, I'd play Kitronix and Cocktail Mama.
Cocktail Mama. Let's go.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Late from Lunch said you got to hide the dead bodies on the cruise ship.
I'm pretty sure at least one or two people die on every cruise line.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I don't know if that's... I said it like it was a real fact. I don't think that's real, but it wouldn't surprise me. And they would hide it.
I was a little afraid. I was like, if I told my parents, I was like, if I go missing, Hunter threw me over the edge.
He did it. I will do a murder podcast on it. Like, I will figure out the truth for you, Kayla.
My co-host went missing 2 weeks ago today.
2 weeks ago, and it was not normal. She would have told me if she was about to go missing. I think.
I would have. Be like, hey, I'm going off the deep end. Anywho, speaking of go off the deep end, I think we're gone past it because I'm loopy and tired.
I'm very loopy as well.
So let's wrap it up, guys. There was a lot of good games that are coming out. It's a great time to be a gamer.
Yep. It's going to be 8 years until we play that Hideo Kojima cloud game.
Oh, yeah. But it's going to be great, though. I feel like we'll see. But thank you guys so much for watching. If you made it this far, we will be back soon. No cruises planned the time being, so no distractions. But if you want to check out, if you missed part of the beginning of this, we'll put it on YouTube so you can get the whole thing. Make sure you go follow us on those other social platforms so you get notified when we go live again. And thank you all who engaged in the chat. We always love you guys give us stuff to talk about. Love the interaction. So if you didn't catch this one live, definitely check us next time live. So we'll see you next time.
Bye. See you next time.
Bye.
Don't forget to drink your Goomba Smashes.
Goomba!